continuing for Yadam Hilchus Shabbos, learning Klal Kaf Aleph, Simon Gimel. So, based on the Chayyadam has said, the Fikach also leads to Tlipas Bosset Mipsorah. Person will pick off skin tabs, pieces of dried skin, scale of on the body, since it's attached. The Haber Erker Dabim Megiduloi. Which either that goes under the umbrella of the Isra of Gerzes, or possibly if we say something which is living doesn't have a din of Gerzes. Gerzes is unique to the hair, to the fingernails, something of that sort. So a person will pull off a wart or something of that sort, which is, it has life to it, they'll go under the Isra of Erker Dabim Megiduloi. What exactly is there? Is that they might go into the malacha of kotzer, reaping. It was a living plant that's been detached from where it came from. That's at least one understanding of what this concept of Erker Dabim Megiduloi is. And when the Mishnah comes out, that he feels that the correct understanding is these are considered gozes. Once they've died off, they will go under the umbrella of their sort of gozes. Either way, it's going to be usher to do. Arguably, not only is this something which is going to be usher to do, but it's going to be chayv. The question over here is whether it's a full-fledged malacha. The question is he doing it in the normal fashion? The normal fashion, if a person would use a kli to remove these things, a person, for example, we'll see in the next siman, he talks about cutting fingernails. The person uses a scissors or nail clippers. That would be a chiyuv for that. It's okay. A person pulls it off with his fingers. That's definitely abnormal, and it would go under the rules of doing a malach on Shabbos with a shinoi. Pulling up pieces of skin, loose skin on their lips. It's not with a kli. It's using your hand or your teeth. Is that considered urchei? So the Chayyadam says possibly that's considered urchei, and therefore he would be chayiv. It's considered normal to do it like that. The person would be chayiv for doing it. So. The case of the Mishabura seems to be more inclined that using a kli is considered the normal fashion, and using just pulling it off with your hands is still not the normal fashion. Even according to the Mishnah Brura, biting off skin from your lip is considered orchei, because that is the normal. People don't normally take a kli to take off the loose skin from their lips. They bite it off. So over there, even the Mishnah would agree that's considered orchei. But pulling off skin from other parts of the body, then he feels that the normal fashion is to use some type of a kli. Why is this relevant? Whether it's orchei or not, is it a derisa or not? Something which is not urche is not derisa. Something which is urche is derisa. And it's going to play out in the next question, which he talks about the situation of a woman who did not prepare for the mikvah properly, and she needs help. Can she ask a non-Jew to help her with that? And that's the point that he starts in the start Simon Dalit. Another tziporn of Ishtor of Oyabelis Biyad is Pater, Ubikli Chai. If a person takes their fingernails or hair and they pull it off, that's not going to be Chai. Oyabelis is some type of a wart. So do a biyad, it's going to be it's a shinui and it's potter, it's aser. But b'kli, one that does a b'kli, a person is chayiv. Ben chilek benim noitzol la'atzmoy noitzol lachaberle. There's a discussion amongst the Rishonim that maybe it's different, or based on the Gemara, actually, there might be a difference if you're doing it for yourself or you're doing it for somebody else. That you might bite off your own fingernails, you won't bite somebody else's fingernails off, and vice versa. So we're not getting involved in that. We're assuming that these things are shinui, whether you do it for yourself or do it for somebody else. And the only case is going to be chai, whether for yourself or for somebody else, is what a person does it with a kli. So therefore, a person who has to go to the mikvah on Friday night, and she forgot to cut her fingernails, the woman before she goes to the mikvah is supposed to cut her fingernails. We're concerned about the issue of chatzitza, of the buildup under the fingernails, and therefore a woman cuts her fingernails to allow access to all of the potential dirt, etc., which might build up And to remove that, it should not be a chatitza when she goes to the mikvah. If a situation where it's impossible for a woman forgot to cut her fingernails, she has no option of cutting her fingernails, so she should clean under that area very well, because the fingernail is not the issue. The issue is the buildup of dirt, etc., which builds up under the fingernail, which is not part of the body, and therefore acts as a chatitza between the water and the body. That's definitely an only bit, that's a bidiyavad option. We would prefer much more if she removes her fingernails. Can she ask a non-Jew to do that for her? So he says, "I am a chacham sodom, klal kuf yutes siman tesvav." Take a look over there, the chacham sodom. He goes through three different options. One option is ask a non-Jew to do it with a shinui. We'll clarify these points more, Bezal Hashem, in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.